In the lunchtime edition, two people homeless after a fire at Britain's Hill, St. Michael. A man in critical condition after being shot at Darrell's Road. The police report progress in investigations into the shooting death of 13-year-old Shonalton Chase. The new crime prevention minister outlines a number of initiatives to address crime. The new head of the General Insurance Association serves notice that insurance rates are going up. And band leaders say plans being made for an early start and tweaked to the new route for this year's Grand Cadoumet. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Two people, a husband and a wife, have been left homeless after a fire destroyed their home at Brighton's Road, Britain's Hill, St. Michael, earlier today. Two tenders responded to the blaze with 10 fire officers just after 9 a.m. No one was at home at the time of the fire, and all contents were lost when the wood and wall structure was gutted. A man is in critical condition in hospital after being shot in the neck and shoulder at Brathwaite Gap, Darrell's Road, St. Michael. When Starcom Network News visited the area, residents pointed us to a man who may have saved the victim's life. While requesting not to be identified, the man said he just acted quickly.
What happened was I walk out and I see the man on the ground. Everybody signed up. Far off, so what he do is he went and take it up. You know, see people part, he get shot, so he tell me in his shoulder or in his hand, so he has to take it up, keep on his step, and block, get a towel now and block the shot holes. But at the time of the blocking shot hole, the policing team was on the way. So all I do is do my part, make sure that he good, he stabilized. That's the most thing he could do.
He offered some advice to the young men in this country.
Get outside. Look for some work and build yourself. If they know the cans, stand hard at the blocks, stand inside. You ain't angry with a girl. Find something useful to do instead of just shooting all the time. Because it could have been somebody else that get hurt. You ain't making sense that people go hold the bellies for innocent people that ain't involved in nothing.
A resident of Brathwaite Gap, Darrell's Road, St. Michael. The police say they have made solid progress investigating the fatal shooting of 13-year-old Shonalton Chase. Head of the Crime Prevention Unit in the Southern Division, Sergeant Solomon Hunt, gave the update during a visit by a number of officials to the family of the slain youngster.
The investigation is at a sensitive stage, and the detectives in itself are working around the clock to try to bring this to a successful conclusion. We were appealing to the general public, for those who may know or hear something, to say something. We in Team South want the residents of Silver Hill, Gore Hill, and neighboring areas to understand that we are with them in this time of tragedy, and that we intend to maintain police presence at the post as much as we can. And
head of the Crime Prevention Unit in the Southern Division, Sergeant Solomon Hunt. Meantime, the minister responsible for crime prevention has announced initiatives to reduce violent crime. Minister of People Empowerment, Kirk Humphrey, emphasized that the latest homicide has affected the nation as a whole. Speaking at the launch of Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month, Mr. Humphrey outlined additional measures his ministry will undertake beyond the previously announced counseling services.
So we have victims and perpetrators who are children. And if that doesn't tell us that we have to do something, then nothing else will. And one of the things that the ministry is taking on is the responsibility for parental intervention. We will be hiring parental coaches and life coaches. We've already taken on some. To go into communities and to work with parents, you know, in terms of helping with parenting and different parenting skills and so on. And hopefully, we will then be able to see a change. I think we have to build and be serious about the things we build in our institutions. So I hope with our partners in this room, the Ministry of Education, with UNICEF, the police force, all the various agencies, that we can build some serious community-based programming.
He stressed that these initiatives will be long-term and aimed at creating lasting change. This is the Lunchtime Edition. The Barbados insurance sector says it's grappling with an increase in rates from reinsurance companies, which is driving up the costs for the consumers. The new president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Andrea Walton, tells Starcom Network News that an increase in rates is now unavoidable.
Obviously, because of the climate crisis and the frequency and severity of the hurricanes that we have been encountering across the Caribbean and even Barbados, our reinsurers have asked us to increase rates. And obviously, we can hold strain for some time, but then we have to pass on that cost to our clients. Not everybody understands that and appreciates that, but we have to make sure that we maintain adequate rates so that we can ensure we have the capacity to write business in Barbados and regionally.
Mrs. Walton, who was elected as the first ever female president of the GIAB, is head of property and casualty at Island Heritage Barbados. The Band Leaders Association is awaiting the finalized rules and regulations from the National Cultural Foundation, NCF, for this year's Grand Cadumat. President of the association, Brian World, says discussions with the NCF began as early as January on the way forward for Crop Over 2025. He added that adjustments are being made to the new route this year to ensure a smoother flow. His comments came this morning on the sidelines of a news briefing to announce Pace Digital's sponsorship of the Colors Grand Cadumat bands.
We did have negotiations with the NCF from as early as January. We have made some agreements on some items, but we are still waiting on the finalized rules and regulations document to come out that we can open registration for all interested parties to participate. The route, certain things like the route and stuff like that remains the same. We are continuing to make some tweaks to the route because it's a new route. So we have to make some slight adjustments because we had a late start last year. So it was kind of difficult to have a true appreciation for what the route had to offer based on how we started. So we are hoping for earlier start time, bringing forward the start time to around 8:30. And then we're looking to maybe change the way the bands actually progress from the start point through. We're looking at moving the starting point as well to the first judging area. We are looking to make a change to where that location will be.
Head of the Band Leaders Association, Brian World. This country's pork producers and distributors are concerned about what they consider to be a stagnant sector and are aiming to double production and create an export industry. Businessman Andrew Bino is chairing a meeting that is being convened tomorrow to review the state of the sector and devise a plan for its development. Mr. Bino, the managing director of Carlton and A1 Supermarkets and a major pork retailer and distributor, tells Starcom Network News the industry has significant potential, but they are currently facing challenges.
This meeting is to address some current challenges that the farmers got in terms of getting their pigs sold. Therefore, they're certainly looking at price. They're looking at the people who, the supermarkets, etc., taking more pigs from them. They're looking at the hotels taking more pigs from them. So they're interested in increasing their level of production at a good price. In addition to that, I am particularly interested in the potential of the industry in terms of its export potential. And I would like to see the industry double its slaughter rate, whereas a significant amount of the pork slaughtered in this country would also go into exports.
Businessman Andrew Bino. And at least 144 people have died and hundreds are injured in Myanmar following a 7.7 magnitude earthquake. Tremors from the earthquake have been felt in neighboring countries, including Thailand, where an unfinished high-rise has collapsed. 81 construction workers are missing and a search and rescue operation is underway. Our top stories. Two people homeless after a fire destroyed their home at Britain's Hill, St. Michael. A man in critical condition after being shot at Darrell's Road, St. Michael. The police report progress in investigations into the shooting death of 13-year-old Shonalton Chase. The new crime prevention minister, Kirk Humphrey, outlines a number of initiatives to address crime. The new head of the General Insurance Association serves notice that insurance rates are going up. Barbados's Grand Cadumat band leaders say plans being made for an early start and tweaks to the new route for this year's Grand Cadumat. Concern Barbados pork producers to meet tomorrow to tackle what they complain are is a number of challenges facing the sector. and a huge quake kills at least 144 people in Myanmar, with many trapped as buildings collapse in Thailand. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.